This year's high school freshmen in Maine will be the first in the country to graduate with a new kind of diploma. Instead of amassing a set number of credits, they'll need to show that they are proficient and meet certain standards. It's a change that's been nearly a decade in the making. But as Robbie Feinberg reports, some educators are still worried about what it will mean for students and for teachers.
I've moved up 6 spaces, and there I am at -2.
So negative to the left, positive to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mozart Olivera scribbles furiously on a packet of math problems at Spruce Mountain Adult Education, a brick building along the banks of the Androscoggin River in Livermore Falls. With a small calculator and a folder chock full of practice problems, Olivera listens intently to his teacher, Betsy Bremner. They start with fractions, then work their way up to negative numbers. But for Olivera, who's been out of high school for more than a decade, it's been a struggle to catch up.
It's been so long.
It's okay. Think of money. Spending.
All right, so you're saying I have $10, take away one. Is that what you're saying?
I'm spending a buck. I'm going and spending another $10 today. I've been out.
3 years ago, Olivera arrived at Spruce Mountain without a high school degree. But he began taking classes and passed his high school equivalency exam, called the HiSET. Now he wants to go to college, too, to support his 3 kids with a more reliable job.
I remember one shift I would work from, 3 to, 5 in the morning. You kind of get sick of that because it's like, what's the point of destroying my body when I could just use my brain and do something I like and have a good career and enjoy doing so. So after I had that contemplation with myself, I was like, I'm just going to do it.
But as Olivera labors over these math problems, he's finding he has to know a lot more in order to advance. If he's not prepared, he may end up in remedial math and English classes, which often don't count for college credit. And Central Maine Community College President Scott Knapp says with that obstacle in the way, some students may become discouraged and drop out.
Because we know with some of those students, they're just going to turn their back on it and you say, no, that's not what I wanted.
And remedial courses aren't limited to adult students like Olivera. In fact, more than 10% of students who head to Maine's public universities from high school end up taking them. For community college students, it's more than 40%. Ed Cervone, the executive director of the business-led education group Educate Maine, says the statistics point to a problem.
When we looked at a combination of test scores, remediation rates at higher ed institutions, and from reports from employers, it was clear that all that were being graduated weren't quite ready.
The proposed solution in 2011, says former State Education Commissioner Stephen Bowen, was to develop new requirements to graduate by simply compiling enough seat time in core school subjects, as in 4 math classes, 4 English classes, and so on. Bowen says students were leaving high school with large gaps in what they knew. But he says a proficiency-based diploma would fix that problem.
As opposed to kids have to sit in a seat in an algebra class for a full year and pass the algebra class. And because they passed the algebra class and because they passed their other classes, we're now going to say they're ready to get a high school diploma. So that was what the change was.
Under the new system, schools would determine what a graduating student should know, and then students would have to demonstrate that they actually know it. The state had already created a set of these standards back in 1997 called the Maine Learning Results. But back then, they were mostly designed as a tool for teachers and administrators and weren't specifically tied to graduation. And then in 2009, the State Department of Education offered trainings to 9 school districts in customized learning, which used proficiency-based education. Within 2 years, Commissioner Bowen and another state official, Don Savisky, were pushing the idea across the state, talking at conferences and mailing out books about proficiency-based education to every Maine superintendent. Savisky says he would tell officials that with so many students rated as not proficient on standardized tests, schools had a moral imperative to embrace this new approach.
So my personal mantra is all kids can learn to high levels. Learning is messy. Every kid has got a different pathway. And it's up to us as a smart person to try to figure that pathway out and help kids find success.
At first, it was a tough sell for some lawmakers. Justin Alfond, the co-chair of the legislature's education committee at the time, says he was initially skeptical of the proficiency-based diploma bill. but visits to classrooms like one in the Gray New Gloucester School District, where young students worked in teams and solved problems together, brought him around.
You could see the excitement and joy of accomplishing something. It was just something that made me say, like, this is happening. This isn't just theory. Like, children, students are doing this right now, and I got to watch it all unfold.
Ultimately, in 2012, other lawmakers came on board, and the law passed by a wide majority. Maine became the first state in the country to require students to graduate based on competency rather than on credits. Other states like Colorado and Vermont have since passed similar laws. But in Maine, implementing the law has proven harder than many anticipated. Maine Education Association President Lois Kilby Chesley says her organization still has concerns about the effects on special education and teacher workloads. She says recent turnover within the Department of Education has not provided reassurance.
You know, you get an answer from one person and then that person's not there anymore, so you go to the next person and so... a lot of the questions are the same.
In September, the department withdrew new rulemaking for parts of the law because of continued concerns from educators around similar issues. But some school districts are already fully proficiency-based, while others are still just getting off the ground. And state proficiency-based education specialist Diana Duiren says Maine plans to stay the course.
We have to take these first steps if we want to continue to grow. We can't figure this all out in our heads because it involves human beings. And human beings are dynamic individuals and no two of us are alike. And it's in this work together that we'll get there over time. And we need to be patient with one another as we get there.
And despite the rocky start, many educators still say they're excited about the promise of proficiency-based education and have embraced new practices that they say are improving schools across the state. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And we'll be reporting about new education trends by looking at one rural Maine school district over the course of the year. It's a series we're calling Lessons from Oak Hill. Be listening for the first story later this week. In the interest of full disclosure, the Maine Education Association represents most of Maine Public's news staff. Education reporting on Maine Public Radio is supported by a grant from the Nellie Mae Education Foundation.